Hi everyone, I'm Beverly Flatt. I am originally from Missouri, where I was an FFA member in the Republic FFA chapter, and I eventually served as the Missouri State FFA Secretary. I currently live and work in Germany as a global communications manager for a multinational life sciences company that focuses on pharmaceuticals and agriculture. And as a part of this company, we provide crop protection, seeds and traits, and digital farming tools to farmers all around the world to meet their needs and ensure that we're able collectively to provide enough safe, healthy, and affordable food to feed a hungry planet. I didn't grow up in agriculture. I didn't grow up in the country. Both of my parents are high school teachers, and we lived in a suburb of a pretty large town in Missouri. So agriculture was a really foreign world to me, and it immediately captured my interest, and I knew this was going to be the industry that I belonged to, which baffled my parents. If I was to break my FFA career down into chapters, the headlines of those chapters would read The Burger King Chicken Whopper, President George W. Bush, and Australia. I got involved in FFA and agriculture education because when I was 13 years old, before I entered high school, I babysat for the man who created the spice palette for the Burger King Chicken Whopper. And I thought he had the coolest job in the world. He got to eat for a living, he got to travel, and he did really well for his family. So one day, a 13-year-old me said to this man, "How do I get to be in your kind of job?" And he told me that I needed to enroll in food science classes. In Republic, Missouri, that meant taking part in agriculture education. So the second chapter of my agriculture journey and my FFA experience is actually the fault of President George W. Bush. So he gave questions and answers with 100 young people who are really interested in agriculture. And I kind of timidly raised my hand to answer a question, not expecting to be selected. He pointed at me, and so I came up with a question, and he looked at me and he said, "Young lady, in 7.5 years of being President of the United States, no one has ever asked me that question. Great leaders ask great questions, and you need to pursue that." So essentially, President George W. Bush chose my college major for me, and I went into agricultural journalism at the University of Missouri. One of the other unique things I think that FFA has led me to is this community of people that are interested in agriculture, and that doesn't just end after you receive your high school diploma. There is the National FFA Alumni and Supporters for the United States, but there are lots and lots of organizations outside of the borders of our country that do similar things. When I was 25 years old, I was allowed the opportunity to participate in the Youth Agriculture Summit. It's an event that's sponsored by Bayer Crop Science, and it invites 100 young people from all over the world to come together for a week and essentially try to solve world hunger. And during that week, when I was selected as a delegate from the United States, I knew that this was a moment my life was going to be changed. That one week in Australia, I had the chance to meet young people who were passionate about agriculture but came from completely different backgrounds and cultures and agricultural experiences. I began to develop projects with other delegates from Canada and the Philippines and New Zealand and Kenya, and I really began to have this curiosity about what agriculture looked like outside of my farm and outside of what I was used to in the country. So a few years later, I maintained those connections in that network, and I was eventually offered the opportunity to work on the international scale. And going into European agriculture has been extremely different than what I've always known in American agriculture. Whether we're talking about policy or practices or the way that consumers view agriculture, it's been extremely interesting to learn what it is like from a different perspective, but also to understand the things that we do really well in American agriculture and the things that we can borrow from countries and really continue to improve the work that we do every day. My one piece of advice for FFA members right now, whether you're a freshman entering your first class or you're a senior who removed your blue jacket for the last time, is to embrace the diversity of this industry. Agriculture does not look the same way that it does 50 years ago, and it's not going to look the same way as it does today in the next 50 years. So be willing to embrace the technology, embrace the science, and embrace the new and interesting ways that agriculture is moving into. But also, be sure to look for inclusivity and diversity with involving people into this industry. We need people from all backgrounds, from all experiences. And whether you decide you want to become a lawyer or a nurse or a politician, we need people in those roles who have a really firm understanding of health, nutrition, and the agricultural industry so we can lead this world to a really prosperous place. But if you want to pick up a common German phrase that is really used to motivate farmers in our area, it's power to the Bauer. Bauer meaning farmer. So power to the farmer and power to FFA members around the world.